a little bit about the context and the ground rules for what we're doing here. I have a loose structure that's got five or six phases, and where each phase is basically an invitation to a different kind of thing to pay attention to. That will facilitate us in sort of dropping in and coming back out in a kind of a U shape, if you know that terminology. So that's more of kind of a meta instruction, because it doesn't say that much about content. We can bring whatever kind of content we want into this. Let the topics flow as they will, and I'll mention that it's good. I want to encourage everybody to ask each other questions as we go, because asking each other questions is a great conversational move. In terms of the context, there has been this online discussion forum for, I think, 5, 7, I don't know how many years, layman can say. It's now on Facebook. It's called Integral Post-Metaphysical Spirituality. It's hosted by Bruce Alderman. Bonnie and Layman have been active on that site. Integral Review Journal is an online journal that's run by Jonathan Reams, and Bonnie and I and Thomas Jordan are part of the team that make that happen. And I took the initiative to organize a special issue of that journal that kind of celebrates the Integral Post-Metaphysical Spirituality Forum, and tried to shed a little light on this kind of little gem of material that exists up in a distant cranny of the internet. So the special issue is going to have some papers by people who are prominent on this forum, but I also wanted to do some things that were a little more outside the box of what is in a usual journal format. So there'll be some artwork in there, and also that's kind of what brings us to this online dialogue. And the intention was to bring together a bunch of people who have a lot of experience in hosting or participating or thinking about online forums or podcasts and things like that. And particularly in how to support what we might call deep dialogue in those online spaces. And, you know, there are a lot of different definitions of what that might mean, deep dialogue, and that's something that we can be talking about. But I'll start off with just a suggestion, so of what it could mean, to give us kind of a context and a starting place. And so first of all, we're focusing on dialogue, which can be contrasted with things like debate and decision-making or interviews. And it's a kind of collective exploration and relationship building, dialogue. And then, of course, we're focused on what we're calling deep dialogue. That is dialogue that's somehow informed by contemplative practice and also possibly by adult developmental theories and psychotherapeutic and shadow work models. So we're here to ponder, you know, what's possible when people bracket out the normal functions of the ego and the social games that we all play, and we try to sense into something deeper and do that as a collective and see what emerges from that kind of space. And we're here to not only talk about this area and support it, but also to try to do it and embody it as we're talking. So that's just sort of a little bit of background context. In terms of the logistics, we have two discussion groups. This is group number one. There'll be another Zoom dialogue for group number two, and there'll be two opportunities for everyone to dialogue. And I don't know yet whether the second dialogue will be in the same groups or we'll mix them up. And I'm not sure what structure that second dialogue will have either. And you guys can all help me figure that out if you want to give some ideas. So this video will be posted online. I will, and then there'll be an invitation to join an online discussion forum where we can reflect on this dialogue. The video will be private for a month or two before it's released to the public. So clearly it's not a confidential discussion space, but if there's anything that you later want me to remove from the recording, let me know. So just, I want people to feel free to say whatever. And we can always take little bits out if need be. So in terms of ground rules, we've got the usual considerations about being respectful to each other, and that kind of goes without saying for a group like this. So I'd say pretty much anything goes. Feel free to take risks. Silence is golden in a space like this. We can consider this a profanity-friendly space, in case you're wondering about that. I think we'll all just be good about sharing the space. And I want to invite everybody to be co-facilitators. Keep your eye on the flow and the energy and who's participating and who's not and that kind of thing. Are there any questions about any of that kind of logistical background stuff before we dive in?